Life is a story, and today the story is all about Warehouse Arts District artist Nancy Cohen. Nancy is a still life painter. She does an incredible range of art, still life, floral landscape, and then she's got some quirky things, shoes and How I Got So Fat. So we welcome Nancy today. Welcome, Nancy. Tell us a little bit about you and your art.
Thank you, Nanette. I don't know what to say about me, but I am an oil painter, and as Nanette said, I like to paint in my studio, and I tend to paint things that are scenes of very quiet domesticity. I like the serenity of them, and I think growing up I had kind of an unpredictable childhood, so I love the predictability of these quiet domestic scenes.
I noticed in your paintings when I was looking through the website, of course I've been to your studio, that your vases of flowers and beat up shoes and well-used books, it's almost like you've walked in on a scene before or after something happening. Tell me a little bit about that.
I never actually thought of it like that, but what you've actually walked into is me grabbing every available object in my studio and trying to make a little scene out of it. I'm not thinking so much about the scene as a story, but I'm trying to think of the objects in relationship to each other and the composition of what they're going to yield when I paint them.
Do you paint in your studio and also plein air outside your studio?
No, I hate painting outside. There are bugs, there's mud, there's sunlight that changes constantly. I have done it, but to tell you the truth, I really don't have the fortitude for it.
And yet light, the drama of bright light and dark shadows, bring your paintings to life.
That is the basis of my paintings, is I'm not really painting objects. I'm trying to paint the light on the objects. And it's called chiaroscuro painting. And that's the Italian word, and it's about light and shadow. And I always say that if you want real bright light in your painting, you have to make very deep shadows. And it's like life. If you want to feel joy in your life, you have to be able to experience pain. And the deeper your pain, the more profound your joy when you find it.
So you studied at the Art Students League of New York with Greg Kurtz. Tell us a little bit about your training and people you studied with and people that influenced and inspired you.
Well, I didn't come to painting until I was 50. And my big ambition at that time was to go to the Art Students League where I could paint all day long. And I really fell in love with the paintings of Greg Kreutz, who is a master of every kind of genre. And so I got there, and I was lucky enough. I waited in line at 7 a.m. to get into Greg's class. And I was there for about 3 years, and I went from 9 in the morning till, 3 in the afternoon, painting and drawing and trying to learn the craft.
So you moved to St. Petersburg in 2017 or before that?
We were down here for a long time going back and forth to New York. And about 6 years ago, we came full time.
Tell us a little bit about the Warehouse Arts District. You were there in the beginning.
The Warehouse Arts District is a nonprofit association with the mission to keep artists in St. Petersburg, to provide artists with the tools they need to sustain them. And the reason I think this is important is because St. Petersburg has a particular character, which is the reason that we moved here and we didn't move to the East Coast like most people from New York. St. Pete has a funky, arty character that is largely as a result of so many artists in the area. And There's a lot of stories of cities that started out as art cities, Naples, Sarasota, Tribeca, Soho, and what happens is the artists are there, it becomes a selling point, it lends a cachet to the district, and suddenly the rents start to go up, the prices of living in the area become unreachable for artists. And that's why the Warehouse Arts District, we want to keep the character of St. Pete by being able to give artists a place where they can work and maybe in the future even live. So we want St. Pete to maintain its character. If you look at Sarasota and Naples now, they're frumpy, old, dead, boring places. St. Pete has a life, and it's largely because there are so many young people and artists and people that can still afford to live here.
You know, Nancy, you really have said it so eloquently. I mean, this is the Arts Coast, and we are gentrifying downtown. There's a lot of changes going on downtown, but the Warehouse Arts District was a vision before the arts community even got started. And so now it's an oasis in downtown. How many studios are there in WADA?
There are 27 studios in what we call the studios at the Arts Exchange. Mm-hmm. There's also some studios at Softwater Galleries, and Carrie Jadis has her studio there, and a few other people have studios there. And Mark Ayling has a wonderful studio on the campus, which is MGA Studios, and he does incredible public art. He did the First Flight, which is on the pier. He's working on something that is so huge right now. But he's got a whole team of people working on public art, and it's pretty sensational.
How do we compare to other states? I mean, I come from San Diego. It was the same thing. San Diego just blossomed with art and artists, and then gentrified, and you could no longer afford. How do we compare to other cities that were arts havens? San Francisco, Los Angeles, you said New York. Where are we? Do you see?
Well, we're a smaller city, so we're still affordable. I think we're kind of at the point where a tipping point now that we could become unaffordable. But I think compared to the other cities, we still have our character. We haven't blown it yet.
How does travel and going to museums and galleries inspire you? And what are some of your favorite places to go and see art?
There's so many in St. Pete, but I love the Imagine Museum because it really is imaginative. And I like the American Crafts Museum, of course, the Fine Arts, the Dalí. I think I'm inspired by a lot of the art in the museums, but I'll tell you, I'm really inspired by the other artists in my community and the other artists in St. Pete, because the emerging artists and the new artists still have the freedom to explore and experiment. And the work is fresh, and it's original, and I get a lot of inspiration from that.
There's also two associations in town that really support, in addition to the Warehouse Arts District, Arts Alliance and Creative Pinellas. Talk to us a little bit about how important it is for artists to find mentors and information on how to run art as a business.
It's very important. I mean, one thing about being an artist is it's quite an isolating craft. You know, you're in your studio all by yourself talking to the walls. So feedback and critique and other people is very important, and especially boosters. The Arts Alliance is a great booster. All the organization, the arts organizations in St. Pete, really do a good job of taking sort of unknown artists and promoting them and giving them a name in St. Petersburg.
So you are at the Arts Exchange at 515 22nd Street South in St. Pete, and your gallery is open to the public during Art Walk each second Saturday of the month. And tell us a little bit, you have had shows at the Morian Arts Center and the Woodfield Fine Arts. Tell us a little bit about any shows that are up and coming, and then I want to talk about your poetry that you make out of old shoes.
Okay. Well, I will say I had a show at the Morian that I really, it was kind of a highlight of my life, and the show was called This Is How I Got So Fat, and I did paintings of candy and cakes and donuts and pastries, and, you know, I am a fat person. And I loved that this show gave me a chance to sort of capitalize on that instead of feeling ashamed of it. So I'm now proudly the fat artist of St. Petersburg.
Well, you know, there's no body shaming on Radio St. Pete. We are a diverse and loving crowd. And, you know, as far as I am concerned, that is just the most amusing and quirky and fun and kind of Magritte, you know, a little bit of Magritte. It's just very ironic. Your shoes. Well, listen, I could wear all those shoes. Your paintings of shoes are stellar, but you told me that there's a little bit of a backstory there.
Yes, my great-great-grandfather was a very famous shoe guy. He was kind of the Manolo Blahnik of the 30s, 40s, and 50s. His name was Israel Miller, and the shoes were I. Miller shoes. And I never could afford a pair of I. Miller shoes, I have to say. But they were beautiful shoes, and I think he started out as making shoes for theater people. And there's a building in Manhattan called the I. Miller Building, and on the top it says, Shoes for Show Folk. And, yeah, so shoes are in my blood, even though all I wear is flip-flops and clogs.
Well, Nancy Cohen, we are so happy to have you here, and we know that you do a lot of good work on the board of directors for the Warehouse Arts District. Thank you for being here today, Nancy Cohen. Art Studio open on Art Walk on the second Saturday of each month. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Nanette.